So today what we've done, we've kind of divided or conceptualized this program into three distinct periods. Pre-breach, what can you do to plan and prepare for and hopefully prevent an incident? What do you do when an incident occurs? And then what do you do after the fact to strengthen your security position and to really grow and move forward from that better off than you were before? So pre-breach preparation, I think, is something that we in the industry talk a lot about, but I think gets short shrift a lot of times. I think that people are still kind of operating often on a sort of check-the-box mentality, and they, you know, the questions in terms of how to prepare for a breach are so fact-intensive and so specific to what you're doing. But we all know that the best defense is a good offense. And so where we would recommend beginning is with performing a really tailored risk assessment. Sean, do you want to talk about how you can do that?
Sure, not a problem. So, and I don't know who said it, but I heard a quote a couple years ago that said, from a protection basis, we need to protect 100% of our environment, whereas an attacker only has to find one vulnerability to get into the environment. There is no such thing as perfect protection. It's why the NIST cybersecurity framework, which Leslie's team did a very good job talking about, is structured the way it is. The last three components of the NIST cybersecurity framework